If my voice sounds very raspy, very not sexy than usual, it's 'cause I'm sick. Like, see, most of you might not feel the difference. I might be deceiving myself here, okay, saying that my voice sounds somehow. But to me, my voice sounds a bit raspy today in this conversation. It feels like my nose is vibrating as I'm talking, and so you might experience a bit of raspiness, a bit of unsexiness of the voice, and I'm just this is a forewarning for you to please bear with me, okay? Like I said, I'm sick actually. And most of you might not know this, but I have a very, very toxic relationship with Plasmodium. Plasmodium being the parasite that mosquitoes give you when they bite you. Okay, I do not benefit from the relationship with mosquitoes. But for some reason, these creatures they love me. Oh my God, for the past like 4 years now, it's been one malaria sickness after the next, one malaria sickness after the next. Like, they could bring a bunch of mosquitoes from anywhere inside where I'm living, and the mosquitoes will leave every other person and come for me. I mean, I get the obsession, but like, it's very parasitic, do you get? And so, because of all of this mosquito bites and everything, I decided to get a very good quality net, not the type I was using, not mosquito nets for sleeping, but rather window nets. And so, I got those window nets and I installed them, and the mosquito bites stopped. The mosquitoes, they stopped molesting me. The molestation stopped. I feel like the mosquitoes, they could not find any way to come inside to actually rape me at this point. I have to call it out. I have been molested multiple times by these creatures that I'm happy. I feel like I'm reclaiming my sense of self now away from these creatures, okay? And so during this phase now of me trying to enjoy my peace and my liberation from mosquito bites, guess what your boy has? Typhoid. Typhoid came along, and if mosquito bites and malaria is wicked, typhoid is sinister. Because my own typhoid symptoms, they don't come as quickly as mosquito, or as quickly as malaria, rather. In the sense that when I have malaria, if mosquito bites me now, within the next 5 hours, the symptoms are showing up. I'm having fever, I'm having catarrh, I'm sniffing, I'm feeling all sort of things going on in my body. But once I take the malaria drug, the symptoms reduce within the next 40 minutes after taking the drug. I feel relaxed. I feel myself. I feel calm. I feel at ease, you know. But typhoid, I could have typhoid now and I wouldn't know until a month later, in the sense that I would feel fatigue in the morning and then I'll feel strong in the night. And then I'll feel fever in the morning and then I'll feel better in the afternoon. And so my body be playing tricks with me, almost like my immune system is fighting. But instead of it to let me know immediately that there's a trouble, it'll be like, no, guy, we've got this for you. We got you covered. And then when that typhoid hits me, my God, when that typhoid hits me, I will just get up from the bed, I'll start stretching, and then the fever will hit me, and then I'll start sniffing. And then when I take a typhoid drug, it takes like 2 days for that drug to work. So I will just be, it's so horrible, okay? And so all of this to say that I'm having typhoid currently, although I'm recovering from it because I've taken drugs a couple of days ago, and I'm convalescing, I'm recovering from typhoid. And so my voice might sound a bit raspier than usual. All of that to say, welcome to the new year. I'm glad that we're having another conversation in 2026. I can't believe it. We made it to 2026. I'm so excited. I hope that you enjoyed your Christmas holiday. If you celebrate Christmas, I hope you enjoyed the break that comes with the Christmas holiday worldwide. I generally just hope that you had a wonderful time. I know I did, okay? The entire festive season was me cooking. I don't know if most of you know, but I do cook. From time to time, not from time to time, I cook almost every time. And so this Christmas, I was in charge of the cooking department, cooked a lot of foods actually. Didn't post them on Instagram. I don't know why. I just feel like I don't know. I just didn't post them on Instagram, right? But all in all, I just hope you had a wonderful time this Christmas season and the new year. I did want to appreciate the listeners who reached out to me from the last episode concerning the topic that was touched on. In the last episode, I talked about, the insecurity that I decided to actually move on from and take steps to break free from. And a couple of you guys who listened actually did reach out to me. Most of you saying that you really resonated with it, although having your own individual insecurities, you resonated with it and it just made sense. Most of you actually sent kind words to me, and it was really, really nice. And so I appreciate that from you guys. I really, really love that. There was a particular listener who reached out to me and asked whether I still hated the guy who said the stuff that was the genesis of the insecurity that I have. For those of you who do not know, in the last episode, when I talked about the insecurity that I was having, I said that there was a guy who started it. He was the one who basically said the stuff to me that made me become very insecure about my teeth and all of that. And so when the listener asked that question privately to me, I then remember that I realized rather that I did not clarify whether or not I had contempt for the guy or how I felt about the guy presently and currently. I would say that I do not feel any sort of anger or resentment towards that guy now, currently. My energy and my mindset is mostly focused on just getting better. I don't know if you understand what I mean. It's focused on, because I feel like I would not gain anything hating somebody who probably does not even remember what they said. You know, most of the time, some of the carefree words that people throw at us, they do not even remember what they said themselves. The entire thing they might have said must have been sinister. It's the words they could have said. That's the funny thing. The words they could have said might have been something that would stay with you and would really affect you in a very long time in your life. But the funniest thing would be that most of the time, these people who say these things, they would probably not even remember them saying it. They would not even, the effect of it wouldn't even be that big on them. It's just something casually they said that they might have forgotten. And so my entire energy is geared towards just being better and getting over this. You understand? Yeah, I do hope that the guy eventually, I don't know, I hope that he doesn't spread that sort of words or that sort of energy, or I hope he doesn't go around making more people feel insecure. I hope that he himself is better, because I feel like most of the time, some horrible stuff people say out to people, it comes from a place of them not feeling good about themselves. Because what will make somebody who's comfortable in their self to look for insecurities about other people and point it out? You get. So I do hope that the guy himself is better, and that people around him have a net positive impact from their relationships and interactions with him. You understand what I'm trying to say? So yeah, this episode is probably going to be a very short episode. It's just a very short conversation between the both of us. I probably would go and rest after we finish having this conversation. I need to rest a bit and then take my drugs again. This typhoid is crazy. After resisting rape attempts by these mosquitoes trying to get through my nets, typhoid comes and tells me that it's not over. But whatever it is you're doing, whether you're jumping, you're sitting down, you're washing the dishes, you're cooking, you're taking a walk, you're going to school, you're coming out from classes, whatever it is you're doing, it's wonderful to have a conversation with you. Welcome to the episode. I re-downloaded TikTok on my phone. I don't know if you remember, but a couple of episodes ago, the episode title being Social Media, A Friend or Fool, I talked about how social media plays a very important role in our lives, and social media affects us depending on how we use it. And then in that episode, I further talked about my TikTok addiction, and then I talked about how I would stay up all night, binge scrolling, doom scrolling, and how it had a very net negative impact on myself. And then I also told you about the steps I took to curbing such an addiction, which involved me putting the app in the freezer, even though that didn't work, then using the hide apps feature, whereby I had to hide it, and, you know, basically friction in accessibility limited how I had so much freedom to use the app. And so just ensuring that there was friction in the way I was using the application, the addiction started to reduce, right? And then I mentioned having an iPhone or buying an iPhone during that period and how I probably would not install the TikTok app on the iPhone. Well, I'm coming here to say that I've installed the app on my phone. I've installed the app on the iPhone. Now, installing TikTok on my iPhone didn't automatically make me become addicted to the app again, because just like I put restrictions on the Android phone, I have put restrictions on this iPhone. You might be wondering now why I have this TikTok on my iPhone. I mean, after all the talk I gave about TikTok and everything, I almost felt bad installing the application, because I in a way felt like there was this tendency that I might go back to doom scrolling, and then it would be like I just came to the podcast and just spoke a lot of shit, and then I come back and then I use my device and then I install the application months later and then I start doom scrolling. But I would say that my usage with TikTok now on my phone is even, would I say, much more better than it was on my Android. Because for some reason, months after I had recorded that episode, consistently doing the same thing that is creating this friction in accessibility of this application, consistently doing that, now that I have total freedom to use that application, in my mind, I have an idea of what abusing such freedom would do to me. And so I am very, very cautious of how I use the application. And so now I go to TikTok and I use the application to search for something, maybe search for trends, search for some tutorials, search for some how to do this, how to do that, how to figure this out. And then occasionally, I would not, like one or two times, I would scroll like five more videos. I want to stay longer. And then I'll have this tendency to be like, I need to stay longer. Let me just enjoy this TikTok a bit. Let me just, and I'll pray. I'll give myself like five more videos to watch. And I'll be like, God, please let this fourth video I'm watching, let it be very, very long so that I won't get out of this application. Let me stay long enough. Let me stay long enough into this application. And then I watch the video and then I remind myself what my goal is and then I'm out of the application. I would also say that another reason why I installed TikTok on this iPhone is because of the goals I have. And I'm trying my best to sort of not feel cringe or uncomfortable or embarrassed anyway whenever I say this. But I want to become a public figure. I want to become a person of authority. And for some reason, that dream is something that my body and my soul and my mind is so fixated on, and I want it to happen so bad. And there are various mediums to make that happen, and being on TikTok, being on social media prominently and consistently is a medium that can help me achieve such goal. And so installing this TikTok now, I'm using it to watch tutorials on how to do this, how to edit this. I'm learning how to use CapCut again. I'm understanding new tips, new tricks. I'm looking at content for inspiration. I'm also being very cautious so that I won't doom scroll and then it will become a very negative thing instead. And so the installation of TikTok is like an asset to my goal. Do you understand? Unlike before, I talked about it and I talked about it being detrimental and I put cautions on it, and my entire usage of TikTok then when I released that episode was only for entertainment. Now that I'm installing this TikTok application on my phone, I'm installing it with an entire goal, an entire idea, and an entire vision at the back of my mind. You understand what I'm trying to say? I only just hope that it works. Like, I really hope. I really hope that it works, to be very honest. Like, I hope that I get successful. I hope that I create a community. I hope that I excel in all the fields that I'm pursuing. And I hope you do so too. I genuinely do hope you do so. So yeah, that's it, honestly. I think that's it. I just came to give you a very brief update on this. The installation of TikTok is just so that I can start posting videos there, create the visibility for myself, create the community for myself, and hopefully all of this makes sense in the long run because I really want it to. If you haven't seen it, I posted a video on my TikTok, an appreciation video for you guys who listen to my episodes, and you should definitely check it out. Now, I'm so pissed off. There's this church around where I reside in, and upon the entire covering of my space I'm using to record, it sounds like their song and the audio and the activities that you're saying is entering into this audio. So I really apologize for that. I'm really, really sorry about that. I'm obviously rounding up this conversation between the both of us, so you wouldn't hear so much background noise again. I apologize for that. I'm supposed to give you a 100% listening experience and you're getting this. My bad. My apologies. Anyway, I'd like you to check out my TikTok account. The link is going to be in the episode description below. So if you could please give me a follow, if you could please like the video I posted, appreciating you guys for listening to the episode and making my podcast come out on your Spotify Wrapped, I would really appreciate that if you like the video. I would also like you to check out the link in the episode description below. It's going to be an anonymous link. I want to do an episode, an advice session episode, whereby you send in whatever question or whatever thing it is you want advice on, you know, and I give you my advice. I think it would be very nice, and I think you should really do. It's going to be anonymous, so you could ask whatever, anything at all you want advice on, and then I compile all of the questions and all of the responses and I do an episode and I give you my very unprofessional advice, as Emma Chamberlain would say. Anyway, thank you so much. That's really all I have for today's episode. Thank you for the conversation. Thank you for your time. As I would always say, check out the Almost 20 podcast on Instagram at Almost 20 podcast. Check out me, your host, on Instagram at _GuyMartins. Don't forget to rate this podcast, because rating the podcast makes the podcast very much more visible to any other person who's looking for a podcast like this. And then follow the podcast too, so that you get notified anytime a new episode drops. And that's all. I'll see you in the next episode. Talk to you soon. Bye.